And Plant a Pocket of Prairie is the newest children's book featuring the artwork of local favorite Betsy Bowen. Betsy joins us now with more about it. Hey, welcome this morning there, Betsy.
Good morning.
It's a great book. It's just fun to see it. And I know that the author is Phyllis Root, and you've worked with her before. And how did you two connect about this book?
We connected through the publisher who we've both worked with separately. And the previous book, Big Belching Bog, was as well published by University of Minnesota Press. This book, Plant a Pocket of Prairie, is kind of in the same format. In a way, Phyllis set out to cover the state of Minnesota and originally thought she would sort of collect all the various biomes in one book, but she got so entranced with the bog that she just thought it needed a whole spread of its own. Anyway, that was the first one we did a few years ago, and then the prairie is such a completely different environment that I just loved doing that.
Well, okay, where is the prairie in Minnesota?
The prairie in Minnesota is the western and southern part of the state, but the big story really is that 100 years ago, most of that area, like half the state or more, was prairie. And now there are just little tiny bits of native prairie left. A lot of that land, 90%+. Actually here, just thumbing through the book, she says less than 1% of that native prairie remains. That's so very little. It's not that it's gone to bad uses. The farmland, we love having farmland. We need it too. But the native prairie has special things about it, and that's what this book's about.
So, okay, since this is kind of way different than what you normally would see, the plants up here and the trees and of the forest and the arboreal forest, how did you travel to the prairie then to check out these pockets of prairie?
Yeah, I did a bunch of, driving and hiking trips to the parts of the state that I could get to, and a little bit in the Dakotas as well, at some different times of year. Most of this really is about the blooming time, so the spring and summer, I guess, mostly, is what the imagery is about. And also the time of year when we might plant native prairie seeds and restore the native prairie. That's what the activity in the book is about.
It's planting a pocket of prairie.
So, yep.
And does that, planting these little pockets, does that really accomplish anything? I guess I'm being pessimistic there, but does it really do much since so much has been lost already?
Well, that's pretty philosophical, Randy. What I think the value is to me in the idea of planting some native prairie is that it's a point of wonder to get to know what are those things, and it's a good point of curiosity. I think planting a garden, is not any less valuable, but I guess the idea is let's not forget that there are these other plants that that can become extinct or dwindled.
Was it challenging, like when you went to search out these pieces of prairie, was it challenging even finding them, or are there enough stands of prairie to really get a sense of what it's like?
Well, there are resources to find out where these are, but for instance, one scientific and natural area, which is a specific state, I think, designation. It's just a strip along a former railway right-of-way. So it's maybe 2 miles long and maybe, 30 feet wide. And that's it. The ditches and old railway bed on the side of the roadway. And it's interesting. When you start looking, I guess all of it is, you would drive by and think, oh, that's a roadside. Mm-hmm. And it is, of course. But now I know things, I've sort of made friends with some of these plants now, and I can recognize them.
So what are some of the favorite friends, some of the favorite plants that you illustrated in this book?
I remember milkweed as a kid. That's the shape of those pods has always fascinated me, and then they burst apart and with the little fluff that comes out, and that's, although there's not the whole milkweed cycle in the book, I think most of the photos I took had, you know, milkweed if it was present. Sunflowers too are a happy thing. There's so many kinds. The prairie sunflowers aren't the big giant one on top of a tall stalk. There are many blooms on one plant all over the stem, and they're colorful. I learned some plants too. You know, foxglove beard tongue. I had no idea. And then purple coneflowers are lovely, and the grasses I've always liked. It was a real treat for me to draw the botanicals. The art is woodcuts and drawings, and so that was kind of fresh and fun too. Yeah. It's artistically fresh technique.
While we're visiting with the illustrator Betsy Bowen, she's talking about her most recent project, which is Plant a Pocket of Prairie, her most recent book project. What number book is this of yours that
you've
illustrated?
You know what? I counted the ones on the shelf the other day, the various titles, and this, I guess, would be number 16.
16. Wow, it's amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Gee.
Well, I mean, I'm just curious. Do you have advice for would-be children's or book authors, illustrators? I mean, is there any secret to your success?
I think doing the work is big. I like doing this, and it was a project, not a published project, that led to being able to have books published and have more projects come to me, which have been very satisfying. I'd say don't go in it for the money.
Okay, well, I mean, that's probably the greatest way to leave it. I mean, you know, it's more for the love than for the money, right?
Yes.
Cool. Well, and where can people get copies of this book, Betsy?
Well, it's on Amazon for one, you know, easy way. But the other very nice ways are to, you know, check with an independent bookseller. And I have it on my website for sale or in the shop as well, woodcut.com.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, gosh, I think go out and see some prairie if you get a chance to watch for the butterflies and birds and dragonflies and such.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us today, Betsy.
My pleasure.